better days are coming. Come on. Clap your hands. Better days are coming.
can just shout, Lord, please have mercy on me.
Civilian affairs got an image to maintain, public upper hand. But behind them closed doors, you're on the last leg. The fast lane's a fast pace for the fast age. It's easy not to complain.
We're here. Hey, how's it going?
Welcome.
Hey, you know what? I'm Darnell.
And I'm Angela.
And this is Garrison House.
Hey, I'm so excited to be here with you today.
Yes.
We have some good topics we're going to be talking about. Come on in and join us. Join in on the fun.
Yes, please do. And don't forget to subscribe, share, like, especially on YouTube. Liking helps our algorithm, helps us get found.
Yes.
We really would like you to do that.
Yes, we would. Just do it so that way you can be able to tune in once we're live.
Yeah, and I'd like to thank those who have been sharing.
Yes.
Thank you.
And those who have been commenting. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you very, very, very much. I'm doing what I always do before every broadcast, every podcast here. I'm pushing buttons and having fun, trying to find stuff, you know, because we only do this, you know, once every 2 weeks. So you have to locate all your stuff.
Right.
As you can see, we're still up here in the in our little studio, and we're still under construction, so we don't really have it fully set up yet. We have our floors in. Well, we had the wood on the floor. I don't know what the
floorboards. I think they call it.
Yeah, the floorboards are in. So I'm not sure. Television and electronics and computers, I know. Home improvement, I don't. I'm just going to be real with y'all. I don't know home improvement. I'm just a guy who likes streaming and computers and all the fun stuff that goes with it. So, yeah, we have that going in. And we have the, like I said, it's better than it was before.
Yes.
It smells like a new house in here, though. It's got that new wood, that new house smell.
Right.
In this old house.
So I'm excited. So once we actually get everything fully done, we're going to have like a grand opening of the new studio. So we're going to have like a little party. Maybe we should do a little party.
We can actually invite people on Zoom.
There we go.
See, we can have guests.
We can have guests come on in on our grand opening party and talk up and people who know us.
Yeah, well, we could invite family on over. We have another mic in the
house. Okay, we ain't talking about all that. I'm talking about Zoom.
Okay.
If that's the way we go in direction we're going to go. But,
okay, because we could always have them downstairs in the old location and sit in front of the mic and we can pull them up.
No.
Okay, that sounds okay. No. I'm going to just...
That's the old. We're not going to go back there.
I'm going to...
Right, turn back.
Right.
We're going to keep forward. Move forward.
And one thing I like about this studio is we can change the color of the lighting. We have our little backlight. It looks pretty good. I'm looking at it now on the stream return. I'm like, you can see a little bit of it, but we're going to... We're going to work with it. We're going to work with what we have right now as we get things ready. And so much has been going on this here week, the last 2 weeks. And let's go ahead and get into it. And first thing we're going to talk about is our website, Cashmere Television. Yeah, it's formerly known as B2TV. It's now Cashmere TV, cashmeretv.com. And it's been a journey to get that site up and going and getting things ready. Transitioning it from the old Beacon333TV.com site and give it its own identity. And I can tell you, I've actually watched it, and this identity is pretty strong compared to, not to say BTV is it. I mean, both of our properties. However, something about how Cashmere TV seems to be a whole different kind of setup. And, you know, it's fun.
Yeah, I mean, I like my cat's acting up there. I like the new Cashmere Television, the new name. And if you want to know why we named it Cashmere, it's just about royalty. It is about the cloth of royalty. And so, and I had a dream, and I don't know, I woke up and that Cashmere just kept coming in my mind in my dream. I had to remember it. And I didn't know what was going to place with it. And so I told Darnell about it, and he's like, you know what, let's use that for our new name.
Just changed it.
Right.
Just changed so the name of,
we changed it to Cashmere TV.
Yes. And I actually, a lot of people, so far the responses have been they've all been positive. It was a sudden change because we're actually on Cashmere. Well, Cashmere is actually on other platforms. It has been on other platforms for about 2 years. And so everybody, in fact, I meant to notify one of the carriers, and also we just changed it. So some of the platforms still contain the B2 logo, including Roku. We're working through getting Roku to be a little more nice to get it. They did a rule change. And so basically we see the writing. So similar to what we've seen with what's going on now with Tubi, for those who don't know, they're changing a lot of the rules now. They're changing things where they want things to be a certain level. So they're making it to where if you're serious, you're going to comply with what they want you to do. I'm serious about this, so I'm going to comply with what they want us to do. Mm-hmm. We're going to make it happen.
No be bulking and fighting. It is what it is.
Right.
So if you have to change with the times. You all have to change with the times. That's right. People have been fighting and balking against music for the longest, and movies and TV, and
yeah,
you know, no board. It's 8 o'clock. Do you know what your children are watching?
Well, it's 8 o'clock and you hear the children outside. Literally.
Really, I used to have those, right? Those
yeah, it's 8 o'clock. Do you know where your children are at?
No, they said, but you know what your children are watching.
Yeah, that too. They have that one too. Maybe we should bring that back. I don't know if it's a trademark.
So, you know, you have to move with the times. They don't no longer tell you it's 8 o'clock and you know your children are watching. Now it's PG, whatever you see.
TV, MA, TV 14. I think the highest rating that you'll see on any of our Beacon 333 networks assets would be TV PG or TV, I mean, the highest we ever had, which is your uncle's movie. Because of certain scenes, we had to rate it higher, but that's the only reason it was rated high, because scenes of acts and
violence. They have family, so it's, yeah. So rated F family.
FV is family. It's a whole bunch of stuff.
Entertainment or it's for everyone. That's what it was.
BTV technically, because it's in the FCC world, it's over the air. We sort of keep that. We do put the ratings up if something is we feel that people need to be aware. So we will put a ratings card up and say, hey, this is rated whatever, and then people can watch your net. But you don't have to worry about cussing or anything on there. So it's family.
Yeah. So if you like, but please go over to CashmereTV.com.
After this.
After we're out there and take a look and see what we're airing.
Yes. We have a big special coming up in June. Live special. So it's going to be a lot of live stuff happening on Cashmere, where BTV is a little more, you know, legacy style program, legacy Cashmere's program, the new way. It's new school versus the old school. So the demographic is a lot different. So we're reaching a different demo for Cashmere. Personally, I'm looking for the 50 under crowd. And so, you know, BTV is more the 45. Based on the content, but it hits an older audience.
And I was wondering, you know, I don't know, since you mentioned it, I don't know if I mentioned on this one or the website at the other one, but when you said 50, I was looking at my algorithms for one of my podcasts that I do, and I had 65 plus.
Yeah.
So I was surprised. And what I was like, wow.
Okay. Yeah, that's our demo. BTV's demo is that. Yes.
Well, I'm saying it was for BTV.
Podcast. Yes, your podcast. And we're going to talk about that too, how you can get all her, including her podcasts, in one place.
I feel like I'm literally a cotton. I mean, I may not have posts on. Oh, yeah, you could go to the next one. That's fine because it's going into the website.
Yep.
Okay, so GarrisonHousePodcast.com. Please go over there. We're posting. If you want to know all our platforms that we do, all our not platforms,
everything, all of our, well, all of our podcasts
and all of our things, you can head over to Garrison House Podcast and take a look. When we're doing, I may not do I do content creator. Was it creation or
content
whatever?
Creator? Yeah. Okay.
But I do. I have. A lot of different platforms. So it's like, I don't have just one that I do it in. So I do create content, but if I do it every day, but it's not all on one content. So I do create almost every day, but it's not always on one content.
Yeah.
So and, head out over there and you'll see.
I can tell what's on there because I already pulled it up. Of course, you have this podcast. This one here will show up. The audio version will show up on there on the home as well on the home page. Pink Box.
Yes.
Then her other one, her Facebook page, What a Crock.
Yes, where I review I do crock pot cooking and any other cooking. You can look at that.
And then of course you have the one that I do. Other than this, I'm just doing one. I mean, she's busy. I'm doing Streaming Maniacs. So that's good, every Friday.
Yeah, that's really good. If you want to know anything about streaming, technical things, and that's actually a good website. Good podcast.
Oh, yeah. Me and Mike Upshaw, we do that. And it's pretty fun. It's fun. We have some announcements. We're going to do some events and conferences and some demos and a whole bunch of great things coming on that. We have also on our site, we have Leave a Tip. It actually is typed wrong. I'll fix that. I just noticed that. It's not leave at tip. It's leave a tip. We'll fix that. That's sometimes. Like I said, over the last 2 weeks, we literally launched Garrison House Podcast, CashmereTV.com, Split, remote Split Beacon333.com into its own site where you can see all the things, including BTV and Cashmere, and who handles all those streams. So it's been a very busy 2 weeks. I've been in front of a screen too long, and I'm going to take a screen vacation. Hopefully, I wanted to do it this week, but I have a couple things I need to do. So that screen vacation is not happening this week. But yeah, Garrison House Podcast, that's the home for everything.
Yes. If you want to know, Angie's Drama Room, if you want to know, I do drama reviews on Asian dramas, mostly. Inside the Pink Box, it's my devotional podcast.
Which is good.
Which is inspirational. And I pray, and I do a prayer. And then, what was the other one? What a Crock. Is like, as I was telling you, that's my cooking show. That's on Facebook. So if you, after this is over with, you can just head on over to What a Crock and follow me on What a Crock.
Just go to Garrison House Podcast and then click on where you want to go.
And it'll take you right where you need to go. Yep. So it's been a lot of journey. And I think this is what we are, meant to be, because we are television. And eventually I am going to be finishing up on that script I've been mentioning for a few months now. Yes. So I'm going to be restarting that up and refinishing that up. And then if you go to GarrisonHousePodcast.com, we will talk about how you can get involved. And if you wanted to,
be part of it, be part of that project, or actor, talent.
Yeah, talent, right. If you wanted to audition up, right. Or we'll set it up for you guys, for everyone to want to be involved in it and let you know when that was going to start. It's a romantic comedy. It's going to be fun. It's clean. And it's
everything we do is clean. If you haven't seen Hosanna, the movie, you will be able to, you will get plenty of opportunities. We have 12 opportunities coming soon to see it on the big screen. And we have another We're really working on our big announcement on when you, everyone can see it, not only on the big screen, but you can also just pull it up. So that's in progress. However, we do have currently, from my understanding, I don't have the list in front of me at this time, 12 different locations across the country that we will be basically showing Hosanna the movie. Besides this project, we're going to work on a big project that will, my goal is to start shooting that after we do this other one that she's working on, because the other one takes a lot of planning. It's not a quick and easy thing going to filmmaking. And also last week I had an opportunity to be with filmmakers for the closing party for the, an event they had in Detroit. Unfortunately, I don't have the footage with me. It was a nice event, and I got to meet some of the people, we knew personally. And it was kind of funny that I sent Angie a text. I said, our two Howards are shaking hands. Because when we did Hosanna, we had the first cast, and it just things, and we had a whole lot of issues that really, I don't know what happened. However, life happened. And then I think 10 years later, we had the new cast. And so having the two Howards, DeLorean Cotton, shake hands with the original person who's cast, it was actually interesting. Paul Dean, who was the original cast member for that role. But it was fun seeing the two shaking hands. I don't even think they realized they, well, I think Paul knew, but I don't think DeLorean knew that Paul was originally the original one. But we're going to do something great even with that project. Yeah, you have to check out Angie's Drama Room. She edits this now.
Yes.
I do all my editing myself. Well, I do ask questions, so.
I've threatened to go get a gi. For those who know martial arts, I threatened to go get a gi.
Right, master sensei editor.
Yes, and I wanted a black belt with a whole bunch of little degrees on it, because she comes to me and I'm doing something else. Like, okay, she brings her laptop and something like, just give it to me. I'll do it. But it's getting to the point where I'm like, you know what? I have to let her do it. She's always been a good editor. So, but she came from the old school days of editing on tape. And but she's always been a good editor. So she's not new to editing. She's just new to the digital world of editing. She, you know, throw her in front of her iPhone 440 or 450 for those who know broadcasting. Give her a nice little tape machine, 3/4-inch tape, which is one right there on the shelf. She was cutting stuff.
Yeah. I do my editing. Actually, I don't know why it seemed like it's easier now. Maybe because
you're getting used to it.
That's right. Is that what
and she's editing on both Clipchamp, and I got her on Resolve.
Yes.
So that's where I have her. I didn't want to bring her into the Premiere world or the Vegas world. I wanted to just keep her in the Resolve world.
I need it. And, you know, he's going to have to look into getting me a new laptop now that I am doing a lot of editing myself.
Her poor laptop is going, help me. Mm-hmm. Once we get this room together 100%, we're going to eventually probably, this poor little laptop here that we're streaming on has been a workaholic. And eventually we're going to replace this one. And so she'll probably can use the, you know, we'll have her new one in her backup location. So I actually like it upstairs. She came up here for prayer service on Thursday. It's really nice. So we like it up here. It's fun. It's helping me, for those who don't know, get my strength back. Even the cat likes, well, this has been really the cat's playground. So now I'm up here.
So he doesn't know what to do. So he's running around acting crazy.
I'm in here setting order because he's so used to doing things because I wasn't up here. He's like jumping on stuff and he know I don't play that. Right now he's climbing, he's scratching the wall because he's trying to be on the show. And I'm not going to sit up here and, you know, let him get away with stuff. So he's used to getting away with things. Yeah. And I'm upstairs now. So we're going to move to our next topic because this is her wheelhouse and we're going to push that button right there. Oh, I'm going to let her take it.
Oh, I didn't know you have that much time.
We didn't use up the, look, we need to at least do an hour today because, you know, for those who don't know, we're also on Cashmere. So we're on Cashmere Saturdays and Sundays at 4 a.m. So we sort of do need to do it.
Okay, well, dude.
Talking to the cat. He wants to be on so bad.
I guess it's the cat show today.
And for those who are listening on Amazon and Spotify and all our other audio, yeah, this cat is being a cat today. You know, you may not be able to hear him because we got a lot of filters going on and trying to, because we're trying to stay cool up here too.
Today we'll talk about Know Your Benefits. I don't really have much to say. However, let's talk about drug prices and drug prescriptions. I was on social and they were talking about, yes, there is a drug that was $2 million. Yes, $2 million for dosing. And it's for, I can't remember what it was for. However, it's not necessarily, and they were saying how the drug, the time, because the woman had twins and they needed this drug in order to combat their disease. And so, and when the twins were born, not more than a day afterwards, their insurance canceled that part of the portion of that policy. And so people were like, but they didn't know at the time that was part of the twins were had this issue until later. However, it was a $2 million drug. However, it's not necessarily a drug. It's gene therapy. So there's a difference. There is gene therapy. And most times, And most times it was, when you do gene therapy, it's very intricate. So it's an actual fluid or things that are used in the body, and they manipulate it in order to infuse into your body. It's just like bone marrow transplants. When you have a bone marrow transplant, it means you have to suck out all the bone marrow out of the person and then input another person's bone marrow in it. So that's how that works in order to come up leukemia patients, bone, mostly leukemia patients. And so with this one, since you were talking about drug therapy, it's not a drug. It's really just a gene therapy. So that's the reason why it was $2 million.
I'm not even going to try to say the name of it.
This looks like it's Zolgensma. It's a one-time only gene therapy treatment for children aged less than 2 years with spinal muscular atrophy, so SMA, that costs $2.1 million for a single treatment. So it's one time only, but then the person had twins. And it could have been
$4.2 million?
And it could have been a bot, or, you know, you don't know, because people put these narratives in on these socials. So but again, it is what it is, because it's not a drug. So people are saying, well, I know drugs should cost $2 million. Well, it's not necessarily drugs. It's a gene therapy. And it's one time only. And to be truly honest, I mean, you have to look at the stats to figure out if it's actually, how long will this actually work in their lives and how much it will combat the disease itself. However, working in the field, there are other drugs that I've been having to approve for almost, that's $40,000 for one dose. And it's every 3 months or something. So there are drugs that are costing a lot of money. However, some insurances would pay for it too. So that's different. Again, drugs and gene therapy. Prescription coverage, just basically knowing where to go in order to get your prescriptions. Medicare patients, make sure when you are getting your test strips, most of the time they try to bill it through your Part D. D is a dog insurance. However, you might want to look into, it usually goes through your Part B as in boy. So just double check that. Have your pharmacist, ask the pharmacist. Pharmacists usually would know, especially if they're really good at it. When I was in a pharmacy, I had a lot of pharmacists who, I always took time with my patients. I'm not a pharmacist. I'm a pharmacy technician. There's a difference. The pharmacists I used to work with, they took their time with the patients. We made sure the patients are able to do it. And it's always good to have a good technician. I just recently had to get my prescriptions transferred to another pharmacy because the pharmacy I go to didn't have it. And they haven't had it. And so they told me, you may want to go find somewhere else to go. Literally, you kind of said right. That in that term. And so it's daunting when you have to call around to find the drug that you're looking for. And so I ended up having to call the pharmacy I had called, and the woman, the young lady on the phone, she was very nice. And she was very, and she said, oh no, yeah, we've been getting it regularly. So yeah, I can get that for you. And I was like, wow, I didn't have to almost feel like I was looking for, literally looking for some narcotics or something. Yeah. That's how I felt sometimes when I was calling for these prescriptions. And so she was, oh yeah, we've been getting them regularly. She was really nice about it. And when I went to go pick it up, I was going to ask her if she was the one I was spoke to. And she seemed very nice, and she really was very helpful. So just know your prescription coverage, making sure that you know where to go and what prescriptions that is, what your preferred pharmacy is. And unfortunately, the pharmacy I ended up going has charged me as a surcharge. So
out of network.
Because it's right. I mean, they don't call it an out of network pharmacy, but technically it is as if it was an out of network pharmacy. So just know that too. Knowing, say, hey, my prescription really costs this way. Well, it's possible that you may have to actually go to a different pharmacy, or you have to go to mail order. Sometimes you only can get retail up to a couple of months through retail until you get set up for mail order. So make sure you know that. Just the last few more minutes here, I want to talk about FSAs and HSAs. HSA plans,
health savings.
Yes, thank you. Health savings plan.
See, we help. I help.
FSA is
family savings.
No, I can't remember. There's a difference between the two. So FSAs are usually used with, if you have HMOs or EPOs, and you can use pre-tax dollars in order to put it in your account. So what happens with FSAs, let's say right now people's insurance may have a deductible, even though it's an EPO, you may have to have a deductible. Let's say your deductible is $500. Family is probably $1,000 or $1,500. So if you wanted to, you can put $1,500 towards your FSA and you get that money up front. But however, they'll start deducting your money out throughout that year. So if you get paid twice a month, then you deduct that money out your check twice a month. And so that way, but yet you still get the money up front. So you can use that money towards your deductible if you had to do a procedure. That way you're not going to be caught out of pocket paying $500 deductible. We do have a $500 deductible, but we have to pay sometimes it applies towards our labs. He had to have a lab done, applied towards that lab. Yeah. I mean, that's going to be expensive. What it was, baby?
Flexible spending account.
Right. That's
health savings account.
And so HSAs are usually, if you have a high yielding deductible, which is usually PPOs, sometimes if through your employer would set some money aside for you, and then you can put your own money in also. So it's still the same thing, but it's a high yielding a deductible. If you have a high yielding deductible, such as $1,000, $1,500 deductibles. Some people will go with the high yielding deductibles in order to pay less in premiums. Those are good if you are, I will say, if you're working full time and you're in your 20s and you know you don't have no health issues, those are good. If you have a high yielding deductible account, high yielding deductible, Affordable Care Act is like, sometimes if you get the wrong, it can be catastrophe insurance, basically.
Catastrophic.
Right, just in case something happens. So that's the reason why you're like, why is that my, I have a $10,000 deductible. Well, some people just get it. Some people just get it in order to save on their car insurance.
Speaking of, it's almost that time for us.
Yes. So people usually get it to save on the car insurance. Some people use it just so that way I don't know if the penalty still applies. At the end of the year, you had that penalty you had to pay. So some people just got it just for that purposes only. However, just realize if you do need it, you got to pay that $10,000.
Yeah, we had to deal with the car insurance deduction every 6 months. Literally takes... It takes a big chunk of change off our insurance.
Half our premium.
It's massive. It's like, whoa. And it's just a little letter you have to get from the insurance company, present that from your medical insurance and present it to the auto insurance. Basically, the auto insurance say, well, who's going to pay? Right. And if your medical says, we'll cover, I forget.
Injury protection or something.
Something on there. So we'll have all that when that time, because it's almost time for us to get that letter again, and we can probably talk about it again.
Yeah, I remember, I don't know, I remember watching TV shows, and people were like, they had this one ER show I was watching, and the person had all these group of people, and they rented a vehicle, and they had all of them to apply for to get the car insurance in order to, and so they got, well, they had like a little faux accident. So they were able to use that to the insurance, medical insurance, in order to get treatment done because they didn't have medical insurance.
And that's how we have high insurance, because people find ways to cheat the insurance.
Well, that was on TV. So that was,
on TV. But
maybe something that does happen.
Really happened, because one thing I learned about television, being in this business for a long time, usually what we see displayed on, depicted on television has really happened somewhere. Somebody somewhere did that.
Right.
And so they put it on TV. And that's going to lead to our next topic here, and that is things you find on social media.
The X-Files.
Yes. Now, a lot of you know what's going on here. Hopefully you know what's going on here with TikTok and the whole forcing of divestment, how no matter where you stand on it. I tend to lean more of the free market side, and I understand, because a lot of people make a really good living off of TikTok. We're not on TikTok. However, there's a lot of people who make a lot of money. This one gentleman, and his name is Cobby. I can't remember his last name. However, he became a millionaire off of TikTok. He lives in Italy. And I had to do some homework on him and say, wow, this man, all he does is he sees stuff and he just does this. You know, he'll show a TikTok video or somebody's doing something really...
It's supposed to be like a hack, but right. It's like when you do it. But yeah, he just like normal stuff that you normally do. They find it. They think it's a hack.
He just comes in. He's like, no, all you gotta do is just chop it.
Keep it going.
And he, during COVID, that's all. He lost his job. His backstory is he lost his job, and as a result of losing his job, he just started doing these reaction TikTok videos to that stuff. And his popularity grew, and we've never heard his voice. He was able to move. I think his family had moved over to another country, and he was able to take care of his family. And a lot of the newer stuff is actually done. A lot of the home stuff is done in his house, so he's able to take care of his family, which is a good thing.
Well, I mean, TikTok and it is a market. It is, and you have to work it. A lot of people use TikTok for business purposes, yes. And even actual companies are using TikTok as their go-to now for commercials and ads and things like that. So, I mean, it's free. I mean, why not? But, however, if you wanted to know what's going on, so it's the intellectual property.
And also, it's IP.
IP, which is and its own. So even though the owner is from Singapore, the intellectual property is under BitDance, I believe.
BitDance
has, or has something to do with it, which
has
is
ownership in it.
Has ownership in it, and so, but BitDance is located in Beijing, China.
Yes.
So that's what it is. So they're not trying to get away from TikTok itself, because the owner owns Singaporean. He owns it. What they're trying to do is get it out of the hands of BitDance. Now, where it worked, India was already banned. Actually, it was interesting, which is kind of weird.
They banned TikTok.
But however, it's BitDance started in India with their own platform. So since they already had the platform, that's when he took it over to them, and then they kind of incorporated together for their own IP, and that's how it starts. So that's what is going on, and that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to get it where BitDance to sell it, because it's in China, and they talk about data information and stuff. I mean, privacy. Technically, everything we get, if you think about it, it's on our phones and it's in data. If you do Shein, Temu, if you do Alibaba Express, where do you think those apps are?
Even our lights, our lighting actually has an app. The app is actually a Chinese app.
So it's like everything is, your data is somewhere going to be shared. on these platforms anyway, whether if it's American platform. So you just that's what's going to happen. That's really what's happening. That's pretty much why they wanted to ban that one. They're not trying to ban TikTok itself, but they're just trying to get BitDance to sell off. And as and because my conspiracy, this is my conspiracy theory. My conspiracy theory here. Now I'm not saying it's true or not. However, it's about my thing is about money.
It is.
And they and want control. That money. They want that money. And so the government. And if you're talking about billions of dollars, and it's not coming, it's not funneling here. And it's funnily over somewhere else.
This is our tinfoil hat.
Yes, this is our conspiracy theory. This is my conspiracy theory. I'm not saying it's true. However, I mean that's my theory about this whole thing. Everything is always about money. Technically, if you think of anything, in this particular thing, everything is always about money, and we ain't getting it.
Yeah, it's money, and my thing is also control and influence. Whoever controls. Nowadays, whoever controls this, whoever has the power over this device, mm-hmm. has the power over influence and everything. No, we talk about data. When I carry this phone with me, I'll get a report of everything I did that month. So if I carry this particular phone, which I don't carry with me all the time, when I do carry it, once a month I get a report telling me everywhere I've been, mm-hmm. how far I drove, and that's just off of this phone.
Right.
This phone here doesn't tell me that. This, which is, you know, I'm not gonna say brands, but this one's. I mean, you might know it. It tells everything.
Yeah, there was an incident here in our city, state here, where a man killed. He killed the girlfriend, but he ended up killing the child. Wounded the girlfriend, and then kidnapped the girlfriend. It wasn't his child, but it was. It was his girlfriend's other baby, you know, kidnapped it. And they actually had tagged him through his phone and knowing exactly what route he was taking and where he was going. So they were able to find him. And then he was saying, I didn't do nothing to this child. But and unfortunately, it did lead up to tragedy.
This particular phone right here, even the this one here really tells where you are.
Yeah, they do.
This one tells you how long you stayed in a location. I've taken it. This phone is fun when I go out of town because I'm trying to remember somewhere I went. I can go pull up that date and say, okay, where was the address? As long as I had this phone with me, it'll tell me where I was at on such and such a date. I pull it up. This one here, well, you know, it doesn't really tell me. But this here, it tells, it's really good. This one's a good tool when you're traveling. And of course, both phones always come with me when I'm traveling. And this here is the one that I enjoy. Actually, it has a better camera than the other one. We won't say
the one thing about that I don't like about the phone because sharing the same account because I get all the stuff on my phone.
I don't mind.
It's like it's kind of it's I'm all right with it. I get that stuff, but however, it's kind of irritating because so whenever I would go like call Darnell or call hubby, it calls me. I don't know why. It calls me. So I was like, my phone calls my number instead of calling his number. So I have to actually say, call Darnell Garrison. all his calls that he gets. Yes, I do. No, I'm just kidding.
I don't mind.
And it's not like I don't want, it's like, you know, I ain't not that wife to be like all up in his phone because, you know, it's still, it's just like, it's kind of, it was what it was. And then I got all his contacts downloaded on my phone. I used to have only one or two people on my
I helped her out. I gave her a lot of contacts.
So I know all y'all phone numbers.
Yeah, so don't think I'm calling you. Don't think you're gonna tell him. Oh, I was talking to him late night. She can like, no, you wasn't. Every phone call that comes to that phone comes to me. I call his other phone. She has the password. This is actually our business phone. So when you call this phone number here, it says the phone of Darnell and Angela. This is art because I get all her, they send her text messages on this phone, which is interesting. And so We get all kinds of little things. We just, this cat today is being a fun little feline. However, I don't mind.
I'm not a Snoopy wife. It just so happens how we just got to figure out how to take that off my phone and
interfering
because I even get his alerts on his calendar alerts and stuff too,
which is
fine.
Yeah, because
that's okay. But then I'm like, what if I take it off my phone? Do I still be off your phone?
And well, actually, we have a family calendar, and it was supposed to be where the family calendar went to all of us, including our daughter. However, she's not signed into the family calendar anymore, so that way we can keep track of what we need to do. And it's actually good because if I miss an appointment, she'll know, oh, don't you have a doctor's appointment today? Oh, yeah, I do. So, you know, sometimes I'll look at the calendar. But another quick thing on social media before we run out of time, as we are. Another thing we found on social media is if you follow Raimi RC, I'm an RC fan. I love watching RC planes. The Tyler Perry plane is done. I just watched a video on that, and Tyler Perry's plane is huge. So go to Raimi RC, and but you look it up, and you can see how great it was. Tyler Perry is actually a really good RC pilot, and so he has his wheels on it, and I think there you have another edition coming up with the full final. And it's been a really good watch. And then it's been other kind of little weird stuff on social media. I know we went off topic a little bit, but this social media is an interesting place. It's a place, you know, if you follow, anybody who follows me knows what I post. I post the couples who are doing silly things. And chasing Milo, and I forgot the gentleman's name, and his fiance. And it's just fun watching them do things. They're young couples, and I can just sit back and go, as those, you know, we've been rolling with each other. We've known each other officially this month, 30 years. We met 30 years ago this month. So, and
yeah,
I don't know why she did it that way.
No, I'm just
30
kidding.
Years ago this month, we met each other. We've been married 28 in September. And so, you know, so I like watching these younger couples because some of the things I can just go, okay, it's kind of funny. And I share some of the funny stuff with her. I shared one with her the other day with the couple, but I'm not going to say what it was. Another person.
So his humor is different than my humor. I'm like, why are you sending me this? But I was like, okay, honey, you know, I can see why men have a really weird sense of humor.
We're three stooges. Young and the Restless. We're three stooges.
No, women. Young and the Restless is two different things. I'm not soap opera.
I know. I'm just saying.
But as comedy goes, you know.
As comedy, I'm slapstick.
Right.
I am 100% slapstick. Yeah. So this one here was pretty funny. And I actually screen grabbed it. And I sent it to some other people I know. And so we all had a kick out of it. Basically, when you get in the car, ladies, just check the back seat. If you got to let it rip. I had to say it. Anyway, we have this leads right into topic number 5 today. And we're actually doing pretty good today. I mean, we're doing really good.
Yeah, so let's talk. Let's talk about it. Let's open up this discussion.
We don't have anybody on this. I guess we can just make up some of the stuff.
Was on. He may or may not be on right now, but Mr. Holdy was on.
Yeah.
David,
I don't see him. Why am I not seeing anybody today?
I don't know. Why aren't you seeing anybody today?
I must be logged on to both Garrison houses. I don't know.
And we appreciate you. Just if you're scrolling, if you sit there and just looking at the phone and looking at us without opening it up, open it up and say hi. And leave a comment, please.
Oh, one thing I can tell you is the most irritating thing, though, on your iPads, for those who used to be able to read comments when you were this way. Unfortunately, you can no longer do that. You used to be able to swipe and see the comments. Oh, wait a minute, they put it back. Over the weekend, you could not even see the comments. And so this weekend, they finally put it back. Okay, because I know we were having a conversation on that, how we couldn't see our comments. And, everything is good.
And I think, so let's talk if you're on. Just throw us a topic, and we can talk about it if it's something that we want to talk about. I'm just kidding. But we'll see what you talk about. We try not to go into politics or religion too much. However, you know, we do keep it kind of, we try to keep things neutral because we don't want to be one of those platforms where we just talk about one-sided thing and or down somebody else's religion or down somebody else's politics. Right now, going back to what's on social too, which is still part of the Let's Talk, the YSL trial going on in Atlanta, that's still going on. I think they're on day 72. And still the prosecutor is she still presenting, or they are still presenting their case. A lot of things is hearsay. I think for me, a lot of things are just hyperbole. It's just like like, you know how beefs are. If you're watching right now, you know what the ultimate beef is going on right now between Drake, Kendrick Lamar, and those two are going back and forth. Kendrick Lamar is dropping stuff instantly, and Drake is like he's just, you know. So I'm not keeping up with it, but all I know what's on social right now is that they're going back and forth, and so far they're saying Kendrick Lamar is whipping his butt. I don't know.
Don't keep it outside of Fulton County, right, or Georgia. They're perfectly safe.
Yes, because that's what she's actually doing. She's using social media videos, social media platforms. The expert investigator is all they did was go through those socials and start pulling clips out of social, and they're only pulling 10-second clips, 15-second clips, 17-second clips, combining them all, and the whole thing is like a minute and a half. That's all they're doing. That's supposed to have been an expert witness that they're having to do the expert investigator, and all they did was pull clips. And so judge is like, you know, what's going on? And he's like, he's literally trying to get this prosecutor some leeway, but he's like, it feels like he's stuck right now. To me, that's what the judge is like, you know what, this is going on too far, and this doesn't make sense. He's too busy squashing motions, squashing objections, and the trial is really not going anywhere. And so he just like, I think he's just saying words just to throw out there so he can keep the trial going.
I honestly, I haven't been following it. I can say that, using lyrics from music videos, that's you might as well use the National Enquirer to prosecute somebody. Oh, we'll do that one alone.
Well, the thing is, though, basically what a RICO trial is organized crime. So they're trying to make YSL as a gang. So she has to present evidence that YSL is a gang. But she's using clips, she's using these videos. But really, all these clips and videos are doing is really implicating one person. They're not trying to implicate a whole RICO or whole gang. If one person is doing something stupid or did something stupid, then you need to charge that one person. But she's trying to make it a whole gang out of it and saying that Young Thug is the leader of this whole gang. And so that's what the whole thing is. But really, it's just a stupidity of maybe one or two people. Not necessarily because they feel like they want to be, they have to advocate, avenge YSL for what is going on. And if you don't know, they're trying to bring in Lil Wayne and the whole bus shooting. I remember the bus shooting. I mean, that was almost 10 years ago, almost.
I don't remember when it was.
I remember the bus shooting. And so I'm like, okay, I don't know what the outcome was, but they used a clip from that time where Lil Wayne said something on stage and going after it. But then the judge was like, well, if you're going to do something, you got to bring him in to testify what he's trying to say on this tape. And so the prosecutor is stuck now because she doesn't want to bring him in.
Yes, 2015 that happened.
Yeah, so almost 10 years ago. And they're trying to make this whole thing, because the people who did it, I guess he was going after the, I don't know. Don't quote me on this because I don't know exactly. But anyway, she's trying to use it. But then the judge was like, you got to bring him in and testify. But the prosecutor don't want to do it. Because she just wants to use clips and video. And she's trying to say, well, that's up to the jury to decide. And it's like, if the jury, I mean, to me, if I was on a jury just listening to the video, I'm like, this is a bunch of just hearsay and just a bunch of
to me,
hyperbole and passing time.
We're living in a system now where your words are being used against you. Mm-hmm. I mean, you could do a fictional video. I'm like, what's next? You're going to go after this actor because he did a movie with violence. So now you're going to say, obviously, he must have really did it.
Just like R&B music, where you're talking about how throw your man clothes out the window, or I mean, literally, if you want to do something, that's just an R&B song.
I thought about one particular R&B artist, unfortunately.
Well, and yeah, that's Byron Haskins. That was the same.
He had some crazy songs, and he really was some songs.
Well, if you were married and you want to divorce your R&B singer wife or whatever, or husband or whatever, he said this in his lyrics that he was, what's the chick with the good hair? I don't know who she said it was. Erica with the good hair. I don't know, but it's no Erica. It's just a lyric. It's just a song and a lyric. So, but yeah. Oh, I'm gonna use that because he was cheating me on with this. Erica person. So
Billie Jean, Snap My Lover, that you know, what are we trying to do? Be cryptic here and say Billie Jean had
was probably his lover. Who knows? I mean, that's what I'm saying. This is basically what's going on.
Crazy. Let's get
so nuts. If you can use lyrics, then you can use lyrics for anything.
I mean, that's the world we're in. Yeah. You know, we're in a world now where people really don't like each other for some odd reason. I don't know why we don't like each other. We see a lot of that now. People really don't like each other. It's just like, there's a lot of jealousy. People are jealous because this artist is doing this. They're jealous because, so people are always trying to tear people down. And that's what all this court stuff, these high profile cases, when you really look at the deep root of it, it's just jealousy, hate. They just don't like a person. So like, well, we don't like you, so we're going to prosecute you. We don't like this person. Because he rapped something, and the funny part about it is I'm quite sure, maybe I'm like, in my mind, I'm going, well, did the DA listen to these people growing up? So you're prosecuting the very people that you listen to. So, and then you had the fall of Diddy, and I'm like, wow. So you see a lot of high profile things going on, and a lot of this stuff now in his situation, I really haven't followed it. I'm going to have to probably do some homework on that one, because I think that one's deep.
Diddy, as I always said, you know, it's about lust and fetishes.
Yes.
And basically, they're using lust and fetishes against him. His fetishes against him. That's my thing is. And so they over-exaggerate a lot of things. So, but my thing is, y'all, everybody went to those white parties. Everybody went to his parties. Everybody had something to, didn't have nothing to say then, but now everybody has something to say.
Yeah.
Now, what if he was wrong on what he did, then yes, we don't have, that's up to the courts to decide.
Yeah, not the court of public. The court of public opinion, everybody's right. Guilty.
And everybody's going to say something. Just like when his house got raided, one of his neighbors was a little young black guy. I don't know who is. And he said, oh, yeah, I saw buses. No, I'm thinking to myself, and y'all ran with me?
It's like,
we know that was a lie, because I didn't even know that was a lie. You know, but and then a couple of days later, the mom of the boy, he said he was just lying. And that's pretty much what was going on. So, you know, so you got to read between the lines. And again, this is up to the courts to decide if there is something there. I don't know. I have my own opinion about that whole thing that came about. But again, if he's guilty, he's guilty.
Right.
But that is up to the courts to decide. It's innocent.
Let the evidence
right
decide that. Because sometimes the courts get it wrong too.
The evidence, innocent
to proven guilty. Because they implicated people. A lot of people got pointed out, oh, what about this person? This person threw a party for him, so they must be implicated in that. I was like, wow, you just throwing, y'all trying I mean, to throw everybody.
Everybody in this whole thing. And yeah. I actually haven't seen much more about it.
Yeah, they squashed that one person.
And I haven't seen much of on social about what's going on, Diddy. I think TMZ was running a special or what's going
on.
I haven't really seen a lot of people doing a public opinion about what's going on. And then, you wonder why Kanye was.
well, we, Well, other than that, and also what's going on, there's so much going on. And, you know, you got, there's so much happening. Like I said earlier, we live in a world that is so, just so mean towards each other. We're always judging people no matter what. We judge a person, oh, well, they're like this. Okay, well, they were like this. We've seen people judge people based on things that happened 30, 40, 50 years ago. This person is older, more mature, and people still bring up their past.
I mean, and that's what's been going on with this Me Too movement. If it happens now, let's work with it. If it's happening now, let's work with it. But you're bringing up something 20 years ago, and it's like, how can you prove something 20 years ago? And I have proof that it happened. I mean, so why would you wait 20 years now? I mean,
because the person became a person of influence.
Right.
And now, mind you, now she files stuff that happens overseas in the Asian areas. They are literally tearing actors and performers down for things that happen in elementary school and high school.
Right.
You figure what happens there is going to come here eventually. I mean, somebody was bullied in school and they literally like canceled the person.
That, I mean, it's not much you can cancel a person for in Korea. But however, they found a niche, and bullying was one of those niches. And so, it started with, it has been going on, but where it actually started was this K-pop artist. She was just about ready to debut, and then a bullying accusation came up. And then, she left the group without debuting with the group. So then from that point on, everybody has a story. Everybody has a story to saying they out there try to find a person, go through their yearbooks or whatever, trying to find. So everybody has a story. I mean, if you've been out of school for almost, this person been acting for all those years and you've been out of school for almost 15 years, why are you coming up with a bully accusation right now? And they've been acting because it's just, one person was saying
the actor got torn down.
Right. He was like 40 or 50 years old. He's been out of school for almost 30 years. Bullying is serious because I don't like bullying.
I was bullying
is serious. It's serious. There was a Korean show called The Glory. It's on Netflix. We want to go over to Netflix and watch it. It depicts a lot of the real truth of bullying. Now, this is physical violence. I don't condone that. Words. They're getting these people on words, cussing, swearing, and that's what they're trying to say. They felt demeaned. Somebody said the girl, they got one girl now, one actress that, you know, I liked her, but anyway, she was being bullied because of she was yelling at somebody for 90 minutes.
90 minutes.
Yeah. Yelling at
that's
this person.
That's yelling. Yeah,
yelling at this person for 90 minutes.
That's some serious yelling.
That's what I'm saying. I was like, okay, that seems a little bit exaggerated, but however, that's what they're saying. So, yeah, so these a lot of things are going on with that. And it is, I think, again, it's serious violence on a person. And what's going on, what the problem is that it's not illegal in Korea. Bullying is not illegal, even if it's physical.
Right.
Basically, they go before a violence committee or the violent committee of the school violence committee, and then if they found bullying was done, they just transfer them to another school.
Yeah, bullying is something that I went through from because of my height. I went through that through high school. I was they used to try to trip me, so I got to the point I got my legs real strong. And so when they put their legs out to kick to trip me, I tripped them. I had enough strength in my legs. I need to get that strength back. But I had enough strength, and it will be back. I had enough strength in my legs to where they would fall. And some of the people who were the bullies back today, we're adults now. We still shake hands with each other. I don't hold no animosity because guess what? We were young and dumb. I hate to use that term, but we were young and that knowledgeable of what bullying does. You're talking about the 80s. The late 80s, we didn't understand the ramifications of it. So a lot of us didn't know. Now a lot of us, we're older now. We have children, some had grandchildren. And we look at bullying in a whole different light because we don't want our offspring to go through it. And bullying is...
A lot of adults, you know, they don't follow a lot of these K-pop things going on, actors or artists. They're like, this is just child play. Some of these things are just child play during the time.
Right.
And so they are, you know, it's just, it is, if you want to, look, if you're a K-pop artist, if you're Korean, you want to be a K-pop artist, just don't
make
be bullying.
Make sure your stuff is right.
Right. Make sure you're not out there bullying somebody because they will try to bring you down because they say, because it's basically them being on screen is causing
traumatic.
It's just traumatic experience of bringing up the traumatic experience they had. That's pretty much what it is.
Now, she doesn't talk about this on Angie's Drama Room. I don't think she's going to talk about it. However, on Angie's Drama Room, she does break down these Asian dramas and some of these Korean dramas. I hear them. I mean, she has the TV. I really don't, you know, really, I'm too busy doing other stuff. And the Korean dramas, man, I hear her fussing at the screen.
Yes, I do fuss at the screen.
So going, you know, pivoting off the bullying thing, when it comes to these shows, especially Angie's Drama Room, you got it. You guys got to go over there and check it out. She actually breaks the things down now. She started to record up here. Once we get everything done, like we said, when we started this room, this up here, we have our main set, which is here. Then we break off into our three different locations. So you have to check out Angie's Drama Room. And then, I mean, she does a lot of work on that podcast. And so we really, really want you to take a look at that. And
it's Asian drama. So
yeah. So you're going to be reading.
Look, there's more to Chinese dramas than
karate. That was my mindset until I started watching it.
There's a lot more to it than they call them Wushan or fantasy dramas. They're costume dramas. There's a lot more to it than these.
My favorite Chinese program was Reset. I love Reset. And then there's the other one, my Perfect Stranger. Now, those are shows. I don't know if my perfect.
Those are sci-fi fantasy.
I love the sci-fi ones. So the one was Korean and one was Chinese. Now, Reset, I believe it is on YouTube. And it's a really good sci-fi. And I mean, it's really good.
It's a time loop show.
Time trap, time loop. And we do have an adaptation of that coming soon. That's one of the things I'm writing, is an adaptation, which I was writing it before Reset. It's just so much things going with life. So I haven't had time to write. My time loop movie. So I'm gonna get back to that this year. I'm gonna get it done and get it written. But we are out of time, and so you know we're gonna hit our countdown here. We thank you for watching us.
Denise Brown.
Denise Brown, my cousin, yeah. Tim Holtby,
he joined in.
David, cousin David. We thank you all for watching us. And, you know, as we always say, I'm Darnell.
I'm Angela.
And thank you for watching Garrison House. We'll see you later.
Public up a hand, but behind them closed doors, you want a last leg. The fast lane's a fast pace for the fast age. It's easy not to get
more than I'm waiting on you. a lot of great guys out there, and they absolutely love Dancing with New Girls.
Here, give it this. Tell her at least thanks for coming out. I appreciate it, all right?
All right, T.
Hello? He left a trust fund for you, and it was payable based on you graduating from dance school.
If you know something, just tell me, man. I don't want to be out here looking crazy. I would tell you if I knew something, because it sounds like you know something, cuz.
Yo, what? And I'm totally scared to tell T. Well, why are you afraid to tell him? You think he'll have you killed or something?
I love my music, but I feel like being a servant is my calling too.
Yeah, okay.
So like, how do I do them both at the same time?
Praise the Lord.
Come on. Ah, yeah. Seems you and my brother been spending quite a bit of time together.
Oh, he's just helping with the music.
Oh, just helping with the music.
Sir, listen, can you please tell him that Audi is here?
No one gets
in. Do you
in.
Know any other word to say?
Yeah.
You threw Audie out?
Yeah.
Bro, hold my phone.
T!
What?
What do you mean, what? You've been acting weird and crazy and fidgeting and...
I want you to be my wife.
Oh, hey!